Once again, change appears to be on the horizon for the Berkshire District Attorney's Office. Attorney Andrea Harrington of Richmond, Massachusetts, upset sitting District Attorney Paul Coccaviello and warded off Judith Knight to win the Democratic primary last Tuesday. With no Republican candidate running in November's election, Harrington is poised to become the first woman to hold the seat. She sat down with WAMC to talk about her victory, the possibility of a fall campaign, and the future of the office.
Well, I've been doing things like making appointments for my kids to go to the doctor and getting groceries and doing a lot of laundry, but we are also starting to talk about what lies ahead and the work that lies ahead and making plans to put together a transition team.
Looking into the immediate future of, you're not 100% of the way there yet. There's still this hurdle of the general election.
Yeah.
At this point, both Mr. Coccaviello and Attorney Knight, who have, your opponents in the primary, have gone on the record as saying that they don't have any plans to pursue any action in the general election. But is there anything in the back of your mind about that? Is there a contingency plan should something emerge?
Well, no, I don't take anything for granted. And I absolutely do have to be voted in November. And my team works so hard leading up to the primary that people actually feel a little bit adrift right now, and they're looking for projects. So I'm working on finding projects for people to work on because people still have a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and I don't anticipate needing to run a full-out campaign, but certainly, we have the infrastructure to do that.
So I'm very interested to talk about that infrastructure. A big part of the formula that led you to success in the primary was by a large margin winning votes in North County, specifically in Williamstown, and carrying Great Barrington. What was your ground game like in those parts of the county?
I had just amazingly dedicated, hardworking volunteers throughout the entire county. And, even in Pittsfield, I held my own in Pittsfield for sure. And we expected it to be very close in Pittsfield. And we knew that I was going to need to pick up some votes in South County and North County. So I had dedicated people in North Adams. I had dedicated people in Williamstown and in Great Barrington as well. And, putting on a campaign of this scale and this size takes a lot of just people who are willing to knock doors and make phone calls. It's not glamorous work.
Over the course of the primary campaign, there were very few public endorsements from the sort of the higher echelon of political figures in the Berkshires. Of course, you managed to secure that of Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer. But after the election, we've sort of seen in who was, with you at the victory, maybe a part of that infrastructure, State Representative John Barrett, State Representative Richard Farley Bouvier, Dennis Powell of the NAACP. What were those figures like in building that infrastructure?
Well, Representative Barrett was tremendously helpful to me. He was he's been a mentor to me ever since I ran for the state Senate. So, he's got a lot of experience, obviously. He knows the county and particularly North County very well. And he's somebody who has a lot of wisdom, whose judgment I certainly relied on. And he told me from the beginning that this race is going to be about the ground game, and that's what we focused on, and that's why we won.
Talking about the passion in the primary, this raised a lot of very intense conversations in the Berkshires over the course of the election. And a question we had asked during the primary was about coming together after the election was over to sort of take a step forward from some of the acrimony or frustration that was expressed over the process. Looking into that aspect of the transition, what do you think is going to help sort of heal some of those wounds?
Yeah, I feel like overall it was a great race. We were able to talk about incredibly important issues that haven't maybe ever been talked about in a public forum here in Berkshire County. And overall, I think it was a great discussion. My opponents are obviously very talented attorneys and dedicated public servants, and they made me, you know, a better candidate, and they'll make me a better district attorney, and I'm really grateful for that. And I certainly didn't run this race just to win the race. I ran the race to change our approach to criminal justice here in Berkshire County, and that's the goal. The goal is to bring smart policies that are going to lift this community up and bring us into the future. And I know that that's what everybody involved really wants to see happen, and I am fully confident that all sides will be coming together towards that goal.
You mentioned a moment ago the talented attorneys you faced in the primary. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in the role of Mr. Cacoviello moving forward in the office. What do you see? Is there any chance that he'll be remaining in the DA's office after this transition?
We have not discussed that. We had one discussion Tuesday night, and Mr. Cacoviello was incredibly gracious during that discussion. But that's the only discussion that we've had.
So we were talking about your transition plan moving forward. Mm-hmm. What's your team like to step into this role, and are you making any staffing considerations at this point?
Well, right now we are putting together, we're going to put together a group that's a cross-section of the community, respected members of the community, and start to really dig in as to how we're going to, you know, give the ideas that we talked about during the course of the campaign that were discussed at length in public, give them life in moving forward in the district attorney's office and in criminal justice here in Berkshire County. So that's what we're focusing on right now, because it's important work that, and I think it's really important that the community be engaged in this work. So we'll be coming out with more details, you know, in the very, very near future.
The last third Thursday of September is also the 8th annual Walk a Mile event in downtown Pittsfield, which is this fundraiser for the Elizabeth Freeman Center that sort of brings attention to and supports efforts to combat domestic violence in the Berkshires. This is a big part of your campaign, was talking about domestic violence in the county. What does this event mean for you?
Yeah, I'm really excited to participate in the Walk a Mile event. We are putting together a team, so we have to move really fast with that. So people want to join our team, then please send me an email. You can go to it's HarringtonForDistrictAttorney.com website, and you can shoot me a message that way, or you can go on my Facebook page and shoot me a message that way, because yeah, we're building a team, and we really want to see just how much money we can raise for the Elizabeth Freeman Center. And I'm really excited to support that organization because they do such incredibly important work here in our community. And it's an opportunity for me to really show that I'm going to fulfill the promises that I made during the campaign, which is to work with the community to do more around preventing domestic violence, holding abusers accountable. So it's a great way for me to kind of transition out of campaigning, I think, and into really, you know, working together with the community.
Towards the end of the campaign, there was an increasingly public conversation about the history of sexual assault cases at Williams College, and people were drawing on the information that between 2014 and 2016, of around almost 50 cases reported by the college, only one of those was brought to prosecution at the time by the DA's office. As you mentioned in the campaign, reopening investigations of sexual assault is something that you prioritized. How do you think that conversation has brought us forward as a county on that topic?
Well, it's not a conversation that I've heard in the public sphere prior to it being addressed within the context of the campaign.